John 8, from verse 37 to 47. This discourse follows on very much from the previous discourse and builds on it. On that occasion, I drew from these words, I teased out this, the two fathers. The human race is divided into those who belong to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is their father, or else they belong to Satan, the devil. The devil is their father. This is made very clear by the Lord Jesus here. Christ is explicit, categorical, dogmatic. He declares most plainly, you either have the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ as your father, or else you have Satan, the devil, as your father. Abraham comes into the picture. He is a very important figure in Scripture. And Abraham had two seeds, the physical and the spiritual. But the real fatherhood here is either the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, or the devil himself. Now in this discourse I want to build on that. And the point is here, that whoever our father is, whoever is our father to whom we belong, we are the children of this father, whoever he is, either the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ or the devil, it will show, the family traits will come out. Let me show you this from this passage. Jesus makes this very clear too. It's not only the technical point that God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is your father, or Satan is, the devil is, but it will show in the life of the children. Look at verse 39. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do the things Abraham did. Family likeness, family traits. If Abraham really is your spiritual father, you will act spiritually like Abraham did. And the same goes for God and Satan. If the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is your father, it will show. If he is your father, you will act like your father. The same if the devil is your father. Again in verse 42, if God were your father, you would, and so on. If God were your father, you would. The inevitable consequence of belonging to one of these two families. Which family do you belong to, my friend? You're a bit categorical, a bit sweeping. No, I'm not a bit categorical. I'm not a bit sweeping. I am being utterly dogmatic in the name of Jesus Christ. I have no right to speak on my own like this. But in the name of Christ, I declare his word. And he says that God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is your father, or the devil is, and it will show. What are the traits? What are the family likenesses? What are the consequences of belonging to Christ, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? What are the consequences? What are the traits? What are the marks? What are the likenesses of belonging to the devil? When you get this over and over again, verse 39, Abraham is our father. If Abraham was your father, then you would do this. Again in verse 41, you are doing the things your own father does. In verse 42, if God were your father, you would so and so. In verse 44, you belong to your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. You get it in verse 47. He who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do hear is that you do not belong to God. There is the belonging to God. There is the belonging to Satan. There is the being a child of God, a child of the devil. This is what Christ is saying. Now, what are these traits? Start with verse 37. You have no room for my word. If you belong to God, If you were Abraham's spiritual seed, if you belong to God as God is your Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is your God, your Father, you will make room, says Christ in verse 37, for my word. You will make room for Christ. Then verse 38 and verse 39. You would do the things that Abraham did. You would act spiritually as Abraham did. He was a believer, Romans 4. He believed, he trusted God. If you really were the children of God, if you really were Abraham's descendants, spiritually speaking, you would make room for me, room for my word. You would believe. You would trust me. You would act spiritually. Verse 42. If God were your Father, you would love me. You would love Christ. Verse 43. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil. You cannot hear. You cannot understand what I say. One of the family traits and likenesses of belonging to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is that you hear Christ, you understand Christ, you receive Christ, you believe Christ, you love Christ. Verse 44, you obey Christ. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. If you belong to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will want to carry out his desire. You will obey him in his word. You will believe the truth and not lies. 44 to 46. There is no truth in him. When he lies, this is the devil, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? You don't believe me. You believe the truth. You believe lies. You won't believe the truth. You believe lies. And then 47, he who belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. So what are the family traits and likeness? If you belong to Satan, my friend, even though you don't acknowledge it, you won't make any room for Christ. Christ doesn't figure in your life. You won't try to act spiritually. You won't want to please God in Christ. You won't love Christ. You won't understand it. You're not interested in it. You don't
set out determined to live under his law, please him and honor him. You don't believe his truth, teaching. You believe lies. You won't listen to God. You're not hearing God. So what do you listen to? You listen to lies and deception, false teachers, men teachers, human teachers. You won't act spiritually. You act carnally. You don't love Christ. You love the world. You don't understand Christ. You don't comprehend. You don't listen to him. He has no place in your life. You won't obey him. You're not determined to obey him. That's not your motive. That doesn't make you tick. How can I please my Savior? How can I live for Jesus and glorify his name? You won't believe any old wives' tale. You won't believe the truth. You'll go after any fable, lie that is going, any whim, any passing fancy. You won't believe the truth, Scripture, God's word, the word of Christ, the word of his apostles, the prophets, the law. You won't receive it as the word of God to you. You won't be listening to God. It's quite clear. Our Father has his likeness in us. If I belong to the devil, he is a liar and a murderer and a hater. I won't want Christ. I don't want to obey Christ. I don't love Christ. I don't trust Christ. But if the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ truly is my Father, I will fly to Christ, love Christ, submit to Christ, obey Christ. Above all, I will trust Christ and rest my soul upon him. Christ is all in all to me. Again, you might say, well, this is sweeping. I know what the reaction will be. I know what Jesus got. Look at verse 48. The Jews answered him, aren't we writing saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed? That's about the worst thing they could say about him. And I know this will not make me popular, but I am not
out to make myself popular. I want to be faithful to God and His Word. These are the doctrines of Christ. There are two fathers in the world, the devil and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all men and women, children, without exception, you listening to me, wherever you are, you belong to one of these two fathers, and it will show. And the way it shows is, what will you do? What are you doing with Jesus Christ? Are you trusting Him, loving Him, seeking to obey Him, to glorify Him, to know Him, to enjoy Him, to walk with Him, or not? It shows in life. And if it remains like that, it will show in eternity. The book of the Revelation shows us that the children of the devil have their part with Satan forever and ever in the lake of fire. Isn't that terrible? I dread the thought of it. Spend an eternity with our Father. Well, if it's God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, wonderful. But if it's Satan, an eternity with Satan? Oh, don't you dread it? Then come to Christ now. If you come to Christ, John 1:10-13. If you come to Christ, especially verses 12-13. If you welcome Christ, if you receive Christ, you are then made, privileged to be, a child of God. Do not rest until you know that you are indeed a child of the living God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.